This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Can't believe it's already here. Starting tomorrow, Graffiti Weekend. We've got Bob Scott in, organizer, to talk about it, and Jacob Zink as well to talk about some of the history and the background of graffiti. Bob, here you are again. You ready for this?
Oh, yes, sir. And I love the weather report. It's perfect for this week for us.
Yeah, be glad it's this week and not next week.
Yes, sir.
So go ahead and pull that over a little bit closer to you there. How did you get into this?
I got hooked into graffiti because of the Corvette Club, and I found out that the Corvette Club was one of the three founding clubs that started graffiti 44 years ago. So, and I got railroaded after that.
Now, how long have you had the Corvette?
Corvette, 24 years now.
So you didn't get it new?
No. It was, well, it's 44 years old now, and I had it 24 years, so it's already had, you know, life history. But,
you know, it's amazing. I see some of these cars around town, and periodically I've talked to folks, and only to find out that they bought the vehicle brand new, just figured it would be like a daily driver, and here they are decades later, and they're still driving it.
Well, that's good. I found mine. I couldn't afford it with the kids, but the kids got all away, and I retired from the fire department. So it was my retirement present to me.
Oh, pretty cool. So, Jacob, let's talk to you about the history of graffiti, because your family is really integral to that.
Yeah, my grandparents, Jack and Mary Zink, helped start it with Richard Dickman and the Stray Angels and the Corvette Club. Richard Dickman in 1982 sat down with the three car clubs and said, I want to do graffiti. I want to do a cruise on Harvard, because he's from Modesto, California. And that's where American Graffiti's from. And so he sat down with the clubs. The clubs were like, absolutely, let's do it. So they, that year, started graffiti. And ever since then, it's been going on strong.
So at that point, though, it was just on Harvard?
Yeah, just on Harvard for the first 2 years.
And, I mean, how far out did they go?
It went from, I believe, Washington Street, like the bridge. Mm-hmm. And then they went all the way down to where IGA or FCR is now. And they just cruised that. And the Corvette Club was at one of the gas stations. Stray Angels were at Pete's Drive-In. And the Flatheads all posted up on A&W.
Wow. Which A&W used to be there, which is one of the Evergreen Medical locations, I think, now.
Well, thank you. We were both asking.
Yeah, we were wondering that.
Yeah. No, I've got a little more insight into that we can maybe get to later. But how active are the car clubs the rest of the year?
We meet monthly, and we do the car show in March, and we try to get out and do a couple things during the summer and get together.
Now, Bob's got his Corvette out in the parking lot. What did you bring in today?
I brought in a 1969 Ford F-100.
And is that one you drive a lot?
Every graffiti, and I try to drive it during the year, but usually it kind of sits.
And is that, like a car that you drive a lot or just a little bit?
Maybe a few hundred miles a year.
So not that much.
Yeah, no.
So what is the fascination with it for you?
That's the truck I learned to drive on. My dad built the engine in it when I was a kid. And I learned to drive a stick. Drove that everywhere when I was a kid.
Wow. You know, we had, when I was growing up, because just our family didn't make a lot of money, we held on to cars for years. And so when I was a little kid, we had a 57 Chevy pickup. Our grandfather traded us for, and then my parents had a Studebaker Lark, which they kept until it should have been retired a long time earlier, but they didn't have the money to get something new until I was in high school. They kept the Lark for a long time. Oddly enough, I got my first speeding ticket in a Studebaker, which almost seems like an oxymoron that you could actually do that. I wished, you know, when graffiti comes along, I always wish that, gosh, especially the pickup, not so much the Studebaker, but the pickup I wish we would have hung on to. But at the time, when my father quit driving it, my parents were up north then, they said I could have it. One of my friends down here who had several vehicles told me what it would cost to restore it. And I had little kids, and I had bills, and we sold it. Mm-hmm. And man, you know, you're lucky to be able to have hung on to yours for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just really cool. So, Bob, talk about how many classic cars do you think we have around the Umpqua Valley?
This week, probably 800 or better.
Yeah, but what about ones that are people that just hang on to them all year?
I mean, our local cars, that's...
There's quite a few.
Yeah, 500?
Maybe.
Yeah, you know, it's... It's the last week or so I've started to see them out there more, and people are shining them up and getting them all ready to go. A few of them are sputtering along. So talk about what goes into organizing graffiti and all the things that you have to do.
We started in October for planning up this year. That's how we do it every year. We start in October. In January, we start our advertising and sponsor push and then building the books and the flyers. So it's three quarters of a year anyway that we put into this just to get ready.
Wow. So, Jacob, tell me a little bit more about how things evolved after that first year.
So they did Harvard for 82 and 83, and they had so many people, the city police was like, we needed to have it sanctioned off. So they moved it downtown, and it's been down the same cruise route now since 84. And not much has changed. I mean, we've added years here and there. This will be the first year we'll allow four-wheel drives into the cruise, so I'm super excited to see some of those Broncos and, you know, F-100s and F-250s that are four-wheel drive.
So is the cutoff kind of just moved as we've gone along?
It has, just to keep cars relevant. And
they've hung on to 79 for a long time.
It has been 79, but when I was a kid, it was 60.
Yeah.
And then 65, 69, and then we went up to 79.
I'm trying to get the presidents to up the years so I can put my car in because it's an 82.
So here you are, one of the organizers, and you can't even put your car in the event.
In that event.
I go
to everything else.
Right, in the specific cruise downtown. It is always amazing to see how many people turn out for this. Now, one thing about it, and you might have a lot more knowledge than me, some of these cars don't really like cruising around at 20 miles an hour.
No, they don't. They sometimes tend to overheat because it's a real slow cruise. Sometimes you're not even moving and you're just sitting there idling. But we have water stationed around in two different locations, I believe, where we have hoses that people need to like cool off their car or, you know, fill a radiator or something.
So did the rest of your family then just continue to be involved in graffiti all this time?
Yeah, we have been there. Someone from the Zinc family has been there every year since it started.
Wow. And do you ever think about not doing it?
No, this is like Christmas to me. This week is like my favorite time of the year almost.
Okay, now we just put graffiti up there with Christmas.
Yeah, for me. Yeah, maybe not for everyone else, but it's my absolute favorite time of the year, just to meet people that I see once a year or to meet new people from out of the state or out of the town and see their cool cars that they all love and, you know, put blood, sweat, and tears into.
Any idea how many states, and I know it would vary year to year, that you get people here from that are, you know, from different places?
The entire Northwest. This year we got a grant from the city tourism for advertising, and we're pushing farther out, so we're going to try to track what we drew in extra this year.
Well, pretty cool. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more on Graffiti Weekend. Bob Scott, Jacob Zink, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. News Radio, 93.9 FM at 1240 KQEN. Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. We're going to talk about the timber industry in Douglas County. Matt Hill of the Douglas Timber Operators at Inside Douglas County tomorrow at 12:30. It's all about graffiti weekend today. Jacob Zink and Bob Scott in talking about all that is going on. Now, look to me. I was going through the book here this morning, and it's really, it's a book of information. Looks like you got a couple new things going on this year.
Three or four. Actually, we're up to, I have 9 car clubs, and we have 21 events now from Wednesdays through Sunday.
Wow. So talk about some of the new ones.
That is on Sunday. Yeah, the first one is, that is a change, is going to be the Lithia's change into a poker run. But on Sunday, we have the Mustangs took over a poker run, and then there's going to be what's called a DC Showdown, Import and Domestic Car Show. And then the Cars and Coffee, the younger group, is going to do a River Forks Fuel Fest. So they're going to be at River Forks. And then also on Wednesday is the Detailers Park and Shine. They got a couple of car detailers together, and they have enough area. They're going to try to do an event this year. I think they're going to be overrun with cars.
That Fuel Fest looks like it starts later in the day, kind of goes into the evening, so it really kind of continues it longer.
Yes, we normally, years past, we've stopped like at noon. There was the coffee and cars at Seven Feathers, and then we added a senior center just started last year, and they were offering coffee and donuts. But I got the Mustangs and the other car club, the DC Showdown and the River and Cars and Coffee group to get together. So we're going to start at the senior center. They're going to go out and do the poker run. They're going to go to Winston for the import domestic car show, and then out to River Forks. So it's a combined event, and it's going to have a whole bunch of new different cars for graffiti. But we're trying to get the younger group invested in doing things, and these what I call kids, because I'm old, the Hondas, the Toyotas, and BMWs, and all the other things. So the hot rodders call them rice burners, but they're still going to be. I bet you they pull several hundred cars.
And that's going to be on Sunday, though, at River Forks, not on Saturday.
Right.
So on Saturday, is there not a show and shine then?
Yes, it's the same show and shine is at, they'll be at Melrose Vineyards, and then at the same time the Corvettes will be down on Jackson Street, and then that'll roll into when the Melrose show and shine shuts down about 3-4, they come downtown for the cruise.
So, gosh, a whole weekend of things going on, all kinds of cars. Jacob, you've got the pickup, but are there favorite ones that you like to see? Favorite vehicles?
I'm mainly a Ford person, but a 57 Chevy has been like my dream car my entire life. I just like the big fins in the back, and they just look clean. They're a great little car.
And, you know, one of the things I learned about this over the years, especially for the people that have got the really super pristine looking ones, they don't let you drive them.
No, they don't. No.
They just looked at me and laughed like, no, why would we do that? And one of the elements about it is that those vehicles drive so much different than what you've got now.
Yes. Yeah, something like my truck, it follows the wear spots in the road. It drifts kind of back and forth. But, I mean, your car probably drives pretty good.
And you can't let go of the steering wheel.
No.
Yeah, and see, I mean, I've got a car that's a year old, and it's a hybrid and all that, and it just sort of cruises along. And
by itself.
Yeah, just about. It's not self-driving, but it has all those computer elements that if you get too close, it slows you down and all that stuff. So driving the old cars is really more of an active driving experience.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to pay attention to what you're doing. Old style brakes, they're just hydraulic with no booster, so you got no power brakes or anything.
Or the power steering.
Or power steering, yeah.
Now, let's see, on the schedule, we don't have time to run through all of it right now, but you're still doing the ice cream event, right?
Yeah, that's on Thursday, I believe.
Okay, Thursday, and that's at Cascade Credit Union.
Yep.
Going on at, okay, there we go, 10 to 1. So that's happening out there. And you do something really cool, at least one or two of those days. Talk about taking some of these vehicles out to some of the retirement homes, places like that.
That's really when I started doing that. My mom was in one of the Alzheimer's units, and so I started going with them. But they divide up into four groups. Each group has 20 to 30 cars, and they go to different groups of rest homes. So each group will hit about three or four rest homes. And the fun part is you go and you pull in, and all the folks are outside waiting for you, and then they'll have sometimes hot dogs, beverages. Each place has its own little thing that they'll provide for the drivers. But the patients, the people, they really love it. Like the Alzheimer's ones, they'll go, I remember that, and they get all excited, and it's fun to watch their faces.
Yeah, really, the power of bringing in the past really kind of helps restore people's memories sometimes.
For a minute or three,
yeah. But, I mean, even if it briefly, it really provides, a kind of a really positive experience.
It is. That's what I mean. You see their faces light up.
Now, what are some of the other highlights of Graffiti Weekend you want to let people know about?
The whole week, man. I'm going to live in my car starting tomorrow till Sunday night. So, I mean, they're all good events.
Well, mention a few other ones.
Well, Street Memories kick off at the VA is first, and that's the fourth club that's been the staple of graffiti
for years.
So and then we've added all the other little events beyond. But you got like Thursdays, the Ice Cream Social at Credit Union, the Retirement Center. And then Thursday evening out Diamond Lake Boulevard, is the Blade Axe House is going to have a pinup contest, a backyard, and axe throwing. That'll be interesting. And Rocky's Auto Repair is going to do a little barbecue. And then Backside Brewery's doing a burnout contest. And then Splits is always big because their front lot is draws a lot of people, and they'll cruise between Splits and Pete's Drive-In. And so that's just Thursday evening.
Yeah, there's so much going on there. And especially if you go out Diamond Lake, you essentially need to find somewhere else to park because all the cars are taking up the space at 10 down, et cetera.
Yeah, that's kind of one of my issues is people, they need to slow down while going through their east or west because people are parking on the south side of Diamond Lake and walking across the Splits to see the cars.
Now, Pete's has been part of this since day one then, really.
Yep, that was the location where they started.
And I know that you've got Sonic in the mix as well as people are out cruising. And let's see here. Saturday night, we've got about a minute left on Inside Douglas County. For Saturday night, Jacob, what's your favorite part of that aspect?
It's just fun to see all the people come out and just enjoy the cars and to see all the people enjoy driving their vehicles around the cruise. And I work it a lot. I mean, I'm part of the Flatheads, so we put the cruise on every year. And it's just fun to see all the people come together and enjoy, you know, the community event. And it's just a good time for families and, you know, people from out of the state to see what we do here in Roseburg.
Bob, what do you like best about it?
Well, besides all the cars, is all the spectators lining both sides of Jackson and Main Street and all the way around the library. There's, I don't know how many people are parked all over the place, just walk in to see the crews.
All right, a lot going on. It all starts tomorrow on the Graffiti Weekend, Wednesday through Sunday. Jacob Zink, Bob Scott, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.